USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Police in southern border towns are sounding the alarm about the current migrant surge.
West Texas DPS Regional Director Jose Sanchez says the situation is a disaster and the Biden administration is to blame.
If you're talking, why are you waiting till now on D-Day of the end of Title 42 to start deploying resources and coming up with a plan?
Sanchez says he hasn't gotten any help from the feds and worries there may be civil unrest soon. I'm Dave Collins.
So far, the Biden administration has required immigrants without court dates to register themselves on a mobile app. But now, the president is telling Customs and Border Protection to let people into the country without requiring them to do that. The House is approving a Republican bill aimed at securing the U.S.-Mexico border. It would finish former President Trump's border wall and restrict access to asylum, among other changes. There will not be another White House meeting over the debt limit on Friday. That plan is put off. The news comes as a standoff over how to prevent a national default lingers. However it's resolved, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Congress on Thursday a default will be no good for the U.S. military and will only benefit China.
The PRC is not waiting. They will execute on their own timeline.
He added a default would make it difficult to get U.S. troops their paychecks on time. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling Thursday upholds a new ban on mass pig harvesting operations in California. The state passed Proposition 12 in the spirit of animal welfare. Trish Cook of the Iowa Pork Producers Association expects at the end of the day,
it's going to be a lot more expensive in California to get the pork that they're getting now.
Animal welfare advocates say the ruling set an important precedent on states' rights to protect animals within their borders, even livestock. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Marine veteran that allegedly put Jordan Neely into a fatal chokehold on a New York City subway will face criminal charges Friday. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is confirming that 24-year-old Daniel Penny will be charged with manslaughter in the second degree for the chokehold that killed Neely May 1st. Neely's death touched an emotional outcry in the city. City Council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucus have been calling for justice in the case, while Black Lives Matter New York held a rally Thursday in front of the Manhattan DA's office. President Biden celebrating the conservation actions taken by his administration.
Over the past 2 years, these investments help protect our iconic outdoor spaces, preserve historic sites, and make our nation more resilient to the devastating impacts of climate change.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, Biden discussed the progress made on his administration's goal of conserving 30% of the nation's lands and waters by 2030. The woman at the center of the so-called doomsday cult trial might soon learn her fate. Lori Vallow is accused of killing her 7 and 16-year-old and conspiring to kill her fifth husband's first wife in the Boise, Idaho trial. The Idaho jury was handed the case Thursday. Prosecutors say Vallow and her husband were obsessed with doomsday-focused religious beliefs. Vallow is also charged in Arizona for the death of her first husband, but there is no trial date yet. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.